Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg. In the early days of the pandemic, Black-owned businesses closed at twice the rate of others. They then rebounded last year to a higher level than before the pandemic. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns looks at whether that boom in Black-owned businesses has come to the Garden State.
The Heart of Hustle gift shop at the Cumberland Mall in Vineland has all sorts of fun items for all ages, but primarily caters to young people. A Disney movie plays in the background, the original Jungle Book for the record, as shop owner Chris Newsom describes some of the items in stock.
Over here is the famous Squishmallows. Squishmallows is one of the hottest trending kids plush toy out right now. It's a very hot collectible.
Newsom began his business selling novelty socks in a mall kiosk in 2018. He would move into his current space located next to the GameStop in 2019, several months before the COVID pandemic prompted shutdowns. The business survived with help it received from the Greater Vineland Chamber of Commerce in securing funding. Newsom says the community, where his business plays an active role, also helped them get through.
We helped the community, helped us by still shopping with us, still coming out and supporting the small business.
Business is going fairly well now. Newsom says he recently opened a second location in Deptford. He adds that other Black-owned businesses he networks with are experiencing growth as well.
We're definitely bouncing back now that the restrictions is off, and now we actually can reach out to the community and the community can come back to reach out to us.
A Washington Post analysis of data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics suggests that Black business ownership rebounded to a level higher than before the pandemic. The paper says Black-owned businesses were created at the fastest clip in at least 2.5 decades. John Harmon, founder, president, and CEO of the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, confirms that the Garden State is seeing a boom in Black-owned businesses as well. But there's a caveat. While the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis awakened interest in Black-owned companies, he says the resources to support those entities have not followed in a significant way.
We've made it clear that Black businesses deserve an opportunity to enjoy the prosperity that this country has, and the numbers indicate that that has not happened in an appreciable way.
They've been reaching out to senior leaders in the government and corporate sectors to drive those resources to entities. Harmon says with so much capital available from banks, the challenge for Black businesses is to seize the available opportunity.
I still think there's some ambivalence in the marketplace from our side. Some folks are still not sure this is real or that they too could be a part of what's occurring. And I'm just sharing with folks, you got to step out there.
Among those stepping out is Corey Cunningham, who recently held the grand opening for Chakra Soups in Willingboro with his wife. It's an eatery that offers soups, salads, and wraps, mostly vegan and vegetarian, but with flexitarian options as well. Prior to starting a business, Cunningham has been promoting Black-owned businesses as a co-founder of the Melanin Market.
When we put our first one on, it was just an amazing event. We had about 70 Black businesses, and it just grew after that.
Cunningham describes the Melanin Market as an experience with entertainment, talks about business, and more. Their last event in Pennsauken back in May attracted more than 150 businesses. Their next event, the weekend of June 24th at the Morristown Mall, will be smaller. Cunningham says the more than 30 businesses that have signed up for the event will be exposed to consumers of all backgrounds.
So it's going to be a great opportunity for Black-owned businesses, not just to put their brand out in their community, but out into the county, as well as Morristown Mall, which is a place that suffered during the COVID pandemic.
The Melanin Market is planning to expand as well. Cunningham and his partners are looking to bring their expo to other cities across the country in the next year. He adds that people should not just support Black businesses, but patronize them as well. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.